Patrick in Omaha. Hello, Patrick, on Spirit Radio.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. And the reason for my call today, it was actually prompted by a post that an atheist acquaintance of mine put up on Facebook. And this post was basically questioning, did Jesus actually exist?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that my question today is there historical proof of the existence of Jesus, you know, other than in scripture? Like, is there the type of historical proof that, you know, academia or universities would say, yes, it has been proven that Jesus existed?
Yes. Now, I'd issue a caution, first of all. The academia is not going to just dismiss the evidence that's found in the New Testament. Simply because this is a religious text doesn't mean it is lacking in historical value. And so all kinds of scholars, both religious and non-religious scholars, recognize that the New Testament itself is a source of historical information about Jesus. And so the idea that you've just got to discount Scripture in order to prove the existence of Jesus is historiological nonsense. That's not the way historians work. They don't say, just because this is a religious text, that means it can't have anything to do with history, and we must not look at it in order to try to determine anything about history. That's loopy in terms of historiology. There are all kinds of religious texts that also have historical value. For example, a lot of the information we know about the life of Muhammad is found in the Quran. And even if it's not in the Quran, it's in the Hadith, which are traditions that were at the time unwritten about Muhammad's life. And so just because something has a religious character does not mean at all that it doesn't have historical value or that historians can't glean information from it. So that's the first thing I'd say. The second thing I'd say is, even if you don't want to look at what the New Testament has to say about Jesus himself, there are things we can learn indirectly about Jesus, including the fact he existed, not by looking at him himself, but by looking at the early Christian movement. One of the things we find out, and there's a blog post that I've written about this called "Did Jesus Exist? An Alternate Approach?" And if you Google Jimmy Akin, "Jesus Exists," this will come up. So you might want to post that for your friend on Facebook to give him some material to think about. The principle that I talk about in the post is that we can learn about Jesus by asking questions about the early Christian community. One of the things that we can show, based on how it's referred to in various non-Christian sources, like Roman historians and the Jewish historian Josephus, is that Christianity was established by the end of the first century AD. We can also show that it did not exist prior to the beginning of the first century AD. So something that both Christians and non-Christians admit is Christianity is a very recent phenomenon in the first century. It's something that began right then. It hadn't existed for hundreds of years. Another thing that we can learn by looking at the same sources is that Christianity by the end of the first century was very geographically widespread. It's all over the place. It's in Rome, it's in Syria, it's in Israel, it's in Egypt, it's all through Turkey, it's in Greece, and so Christianity began in the first century and then spread very rapidly. Now, the only way that you can have a movement begin and then spread that widely, that rapidly, especially in days before telecommunications, when you had to go somewhere and to preach a message to people and convert them, the only way you have a movement begin and then spread that rapidly is if you have an organization that is spreading it. And organizations imply leaders, and and leaders have to be appointed somehow, and ultimately organizations have founders. And so the only way that you would have Christianity begin and spread the way it did in the first century is if it had leaders and a founder that gave it its evangelistic mission. So once you've recognized that, it's simply reasonable to say, okay, so what do the early sources, both Christian and non-Christian, say about that? Well, they say that there were leaders known as apostles and that they were appointed by the founder, Jesus of Nazareth. So once you've established, just because of the way the movement came into existence and spread, that it needed to have a founder and leaders, there's no reason at that point not to trust what the ancient sources say about who the founder was and who the leaders were.
Well, thank you. That is a very helpful answer.
One additional little bit is also the idea Jesus didn't exist. Almost nobody in academia claims that. This is overwhelmingly recognized by scholars of all religious persuasions and no religious persuasion.
Thanks, Patrick. That was a lot. I highly recommend that you and other interested parties re-listen to the podcast, which will be available about 20 or so hours from now at catholic.com/radio.